I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Fury over the Muhammad cartoons hit with intensity in Turkey, the largest unreached nation in the world. Muslims make up 99.7% of the population of 70 million people there. And although the Turkish government is more secular, IN Network's Behnam Kanutkin says there are only 3,000 evangelical Christians in Turkey. But Kanutkin says they're key to spreading the gospel.
Relationship is key, very important. When people know that you love them, you care for them, then they will understand you, then they will listen to you. If you don't love them, if you don't care, they will not listen to you. So relationship is very important.
Meanwhile, Guido, Angola is a suffering city, and Africa Inland Mission is gearing up to help. With an average age of 15, promiscuity and HIV/AIDS rampant, and lack of spiritual direction, AIM missionaries have a plan. They want to build a youth center, which will consist of a gymnasium, library, and subsidized HIV/AIDS clinic. This will allow them not only to help with educational and physical needs, but allow spiritual ones. It may be the only answer for this village. They need $300,000 to build. And finally, we turn to China, where the dearth of trained pastors has given rise to cults. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says there are only 18 official seminaries in China. Without enough training facilities, the problem will only get worse. Berkland says they're partnering with the Jiangxi Provincial Bible School.
We have set up a scholarship fund for poor students. This allows that particular school to invite and to allow for students in the countryside who normally don't have enough money to be able to get theological training at this Bible school to come and be prepared for ministry.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.